Hi, everyone. My name is Millicent. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from sexual sin and pride. Hey, Millicent. Hi. I grew up in a big family in a small church. I have 7 brothers and sisters, but our church membership hovered around 80 people. We were taught about the truths of God, what was right, what was wrong, but I developed a very legalistic understanding of God. Things were very black and white. You were either going to heaven or you weren't. And I couldn't change God's mind one way or another. I wasn't truly taught about God's love for us, nor was I shown unconditional love by those around me. Losing my mom to a long battle with cancer and the sheltered, cliquey environment I grew up in contributed to a heart that was always trying to fit in. I strived to be funny enough, good enough, quiet enough, speak up enough. I wanted nothing more than to be included, wanted, and sought after, but I never achieved that status. When I finally entered the adult world as an introverted, naive young woman, I didn't know what to do with the compliments I received, but I liked them. I was being pursued by the wrong people and for the wrong reasons. At first, I didn't realize it, but then I didn't care because I finally had what I'd always wanted. I created a double life for myself, showing up at church religiously, knowing all the right words to say and the right Bible verses to quote, but spending my nights in any bed but my own just so that I wasn't alone. I began to take pride in being sexually desirable and engaged in many frivolous relationships and even a few one-night stands. Upon my sister's urging, I began to visit her church, where I was shown what God's love really looked like. I experienced God's grace, mercy, and kindness through the relationships that I formed at this church. But I was deep in my deception, and I had gotten good at showing people what I wanted them to see and hiding the things I thought they wouldn't like. Besides, I liked my sin. I didn't want to give up the escapes that I used to comfort myself. Don't get me wrong, there was conflict in my heart. I didn't find satisfaction in either life. I was always trying to convert my promiscuity or justify my sin. I started dating a guy who gave all of the wrong singles. Single women, please give heed to your friends and family when they say you can do better. But he needed me. I gave him a place to stay, helped him find a new job. I even used my name and credit to finance a car for him. I was going to fix this guy and turn him into the man I wanted to marry. When we got an apartment together, I went to great lengths to hide his presence from my family when they would visit. My deception was at its deepest. Several months into our relationship, he became physically abusive. I overlooked it the first time, but when it happened again, I fled the house and hid while I worked up the courage to tell my father just how much help I needed. To say it was a shock to my parents would be an understatement. But the first words my father uttered were of grace and love and understanding, modeling well the love of my Heavenly Father. It wasn't long after that I began my first journey through a 12-step spiritual recovery program. I knew sexual sin was my biggest struggle, and I was terrified of the dreaded fourth step, in which I would have to take an inventory of my sin. Yes, it was hard, but it was also my favorite step. This sin was one that I had hidden from the people who mattered most to me because I was afraid of their judgment of me. I was afraid that they would think less of me or see the non-Christian side of my life. Many of us know that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. But what really hit home for me was that God did not send the Son to the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him. He who believes in him is not judged. As I shared each item on my inventory with my mentor, she wept with me, prayed with me, and faithfully reminded me that each of these sins has been washed away. I am a daughter of the Most High King, and no one or nothing can tarnish my reputation in his eyes. This experience gave me the confidence to move forward in the knowledge that man's opinions of me didn't matter, for good or for evil. I no longer felt that I needed to hide my sin from my family and loved ones, nor did I feel like I had to give my body over to men to win their approval and be desired. I am desired by the eternal King. He wants me forever. And how can this world's opinion or judgment threaten me in light of that? After recovery, I surrounded myself with women who knew my struggles and were willing to ask me the tough questions. I had moved back in with my parents and had an unparalleled level of accountability to come home every night. And I started serving in my church body so that I could be filled with the Holy Spirit by serving others. I met my husband the first night that I came to the porch, Watermark's Young Adult Ministry. Yes, we are that couple. He maintained a respectable distance between us, not allowing me to rush headlong into my emotions as I had done so many times before. For the first time, I was dating a man who faithfully followed the Lord. He attended and now leads in regeneration and makes me a better follower of Christ. But going into our second year of marriage, I could tell that my heart was drifting away from the Lord, and I couldn't find that desire, that want to follow the Lord that had transformed my life. One night, I accidentally ended up at Regen on a Monday night. A lot of y'all know that's a lie. And the Lord started to work again, this time revealing that my pride was at the root of my discontent. My God faithfully led me through another year, instructing and encouraging me and loving me as he showed me how my sin of pride was making me unhappy and discontent. Praise and thanks be to him that I am no longer struggling with promiscuity and that I now get to walk alongside a new group of women, and I'm blessed every week to see the transformation that God is doing in their lives. But the sin of pride still manifests in my life. I'm not fixed. I'm not done. I'm still a sinner, but I am saved by grace. And that grace enables me to stand up here and point you to the one who can save and change your life. If you're here tonight for the first time, you are brave. And I thank God for the friend who asked you to come here tonight. The joy and glory that you will find on the other side is so much greater than any fear you have sitting here tonight. And if you're somewhere in the middle, take heart. God is working. He is not absent or even far away. If you're having a hard time, please speak up, for the devil thrives in the silence and the darkness. God can change anything. He heals, repairs, and restores our brokenness. And I'm thankful for all that he's brought me through because it's brought me closer to him in ways I never would have experienced otherwise. My name is Millicent, and I'm recovering from sexual sin and pride, and I give God all the glory for the changes that he's made in my life.